reach to touch your face. It takes me to the perfect time and place. Give me love and make me strong. Share the feeling I know we both belong. 'Cause you're my woman, a heart of solid gold. I'll be your man to have.
Right, so Mike has some more to say about this song.
Marie.
Yes, so, Marie Amour, yes.
Robbie Montgomery,
mm-hmm.
who wrote the song.
Yeah.
He wrote the song about his wife.
Yes.
Her name is Marie. So yeah. It expresses his love for his wife. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
All right, and you were saying something about the EP.
Oh, yeah, our EP.
Yes.
The influence, I would say, would be anything from Tosh to Toots to, you know, like more recent dancehall vibe. And, of course, you know, there's Bob is definitely an influence for me as far as reggae is concerned. But I was just going to say that it's kind of a West Coast vibe that we have. You know, it's not so traditional reggae. So just to convey on that. Mm-hmm. I haven't done any original music since we've done that. That's been quite a few years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just trying to get the original juices flowing again. But
I look forward to more music from you. Okay, and let's talk about, you said you have some more gigs coming up around town.
I guess I already mentioned that we were at the Addy, mm-hmm. the Admiral, here on Burnaby Mountain. And also, we do Caribbean Days annually.
In, I love that.
Which is in Coquitlam.
Mm-hmm.
We do Maple Ridge Caribbean Festival. I did it for the first time with a big 9-piece group. I added 2 girls. Bob Marley was famous for touring with the I3s, and there was 2, so I called it the I2s. Yeah. And that went over really well. We play every last Friday at Fisher King. Did I say that right? King Fisher. It's the King Fisher Waterfront Pub out in Maple Ridge. So I guess we have fans out there because we do that we do that thing every year. And coming up, June 22nd, we're doing the Raven Cry Theater with the full 7-piece Mosley Marley band.
Mm.
And also there's an event coming up in that we're doing for the city of Port Coquitlam on July 28th. And we're always, every year, the Bob Marley birthday celebration happens. So
fantastic. All right. Let's get to more about what is happening around town with John in the house. And he sent us a pre-recorded message, so we're going to play that right now.
Thank you, DJ Maddie. This is John in the house's What Is On in Vancouver's entertainment music scene for February the 29th to March the 7th. What's on for Thursday, February the 29th? That leap day. Fabulous Roxy Ray, Lost, Octane, Zen Junkie at 45 p.m. And after the regular bands, the Roxy House Band plays until 3 a.m. Check out roxyvan.com for details. In your neighborhood, usually at the bars and pubs and legions around town, they have open mics and blues night on Thursday. So check out the music action in your neighborhood. Friday, March the 1st, at the Roxy, Canyon Riders with The Time We Died. I know The Time We Died. They're an awesome, new-sounding young band. Recommend you go check them out tomorrow night, Friday, March 1st at the Roxy, 7 to 9:30 p.m. Friday, March 1st at Lombardo's Pizzeria, 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 is Dino Solo, Dino Cola. Friday, March 1st, Live Nation Concert and the Great Canadian Casino present Chilliwack, location at 2080 United Boulevard in Coquitlam. Tickets $39.50, a sliding scale to $55.50. Check out Chilliwack. On Friday, March 1st, at the Brownsville Bar Beach in Surrey, underneath the Patilla Bridge, Las Divas Live at the Brownsville, 8 p.m. Saturday, March the 2nd, 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., Mashtown, playing the best Motown hits at the Roxy. Saturday, March the 2nd, Atavistia European Kickoff Tour, with Exterminatus Giselli Amnesia. 7 p.m. start at the Wise Hall. Tickets at orangetickets.ca. On the following Saturday, March the 9th, at Bully Studio presents at the Day and Night Show, Winter Fest with Heathen Sins. They're on at 2:45 p.m. At Brogan's Diner in Langley, Good Time Bookings and Buddy Hollick present a Johnny Cash, Elvis, Buddy Holly, Hank Williams tribute. It's out in Langley, starts at 6, goes on to 10 p.m. Sunday, March 3rd, at the Roxy, Totally Twain, a Shania Twain tribute. So go check that out, 8 to 10 p.m. Tuesday, March the 5th, at the Roxy, Steve Kozak, Tuesday Blues Night with Steve Kozak, 8 to 10:30 p.m. On Thursday, March the 7th, Power Clown returns to the Heavywood at the Hollywood Theater. Thank you. This is John in the House, and enjoy your weekend of music, and I'll see you next week on the Wham Bam East Van Radio Show at CJSF 90.1 FM up at SFU. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, John in the House. All right, and we are back with Mike Henry. Yes, and yeah, he's going to put his headphones on there. Yes, and you know what? He is involved with so many bands. Funkalicious, Ray J, Hitsville USA, yes, Odd Trio. Yeah, pick one and tell me about it.
Well, since we're going to be doing this tomorrow night, Odd Trio.
Yes.
it's a funny thing how we came about with the name. we were playing at the WAG, Washington Avenue Grill. Some guy just came up and said, "Wow," he says, "you guys are the oddest looking trio." I don't know why you said it.
Uh-huh.
I was like, "Well, you know, Odd Trio, that kind of rings, you know."
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I used it.
Nice.
So we call ourselves Odd Trio ever since.
I like
well,
it.
Because, you know, a lot of times it's a four piece, sometimes it's a five piece, sometimes a six piece, so it's kind of odd.
Right.
It's not three people, but other than that, we just do a lot of different influences, from Motown to R&B to soul. We just cover the whole gambit of music, because I have a broad appreciation of musical influence and artist. Other than that, I do a Motown tribute.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that out at Blue Frog Studios.
Oh, yes.
I've done it at least three times. Also, I've done Ray Charles tribute, which I've also done at Blue Frog Studios. I did a Ray Charles Christmas. It was featuring all of Ray Charles's Christmas songs.
So it's called Ray J. So is J something?
No, I don't really do. I did a tribute to James Brown and Ray Charles.
Oh, you did both.
I did both, but I've retired James Brown since, so I don't.
Was it the Splits? What was it?
Yeah, the Splits retired me. So, okay. Yeah, I don't do so much JB anymore.
Right, okay.
So I used to do that. I used to come out with the Ray Charles, and then in the second show would be a tribute to James Brown. So I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
So I still do Ray.
Yeah, that's great.
You still see me doing Ray. Other than that, there's also the 80s band, which I call Cassette Players, and it's a tribute to the music from the 80s. You know, Michael Jackson, Prince, David Bowie, you know, just all the hard artists from the 1980s. And I just did a disco show down at Guilt & Co. It was a tribute to disco music and Studio 54 and
I love it.
All that. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was well received. So everybody loved it.
All right, we're going to play some of your little clips here. So, and this was the Mostly Marley duo. Here we go.
Ooh, why boast of thyself? Forgive a man. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
makes me forget that I'm
Wow, so that's a sample there of you playing. Yeah, that was down. Ooh, where was this? Somewhere in Denman Street, that you played that one. Anyways, yeah. So I don't know what other who else have you collaborated with these days?
Well, I mean, as far as writing, I haven't done any writing since that that. The last EP that you played, but it's just, you know, I have a lot of different musicians coming in because, you know, depending on availability,
right?
Yeah, so I work with a lot of different guys. I work with Matt Reed, fabulous bass player.
Mm-hmm.
I work with I'm losing my thoughts
While you think about that, we're going to play Nadine States, because she works with Rob Montgomery, and she does a cover of Stevie Wonder. Here's Superstition.
I also work with Nadine.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Yes.
Do some Stevie Wonder for you. I'm going to try.
All right, and we are back with more Mike Henry, and he is the lead singer of Mostly Marley. Okay, so we're going to talk about how he started singing. How old were you when you started singing?
Probably six.
Around the sixes age, yeah?
So no formal training, just a gift.
Yeah, amazing. And when did you start going on stage and performing?
Oh, you know, high school talent shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, I guess probably 15, 14, yeah.
Sounds good. Okay, yeah. And I just found out that Mike lives in East Van. What? Okay, so he's a homie here.
That's right. We're neighbors.
Yeah.
So hey, neighbors.
Tell me about East Van. What do you like about it?
It's near PNE. And I get to hear free concerts.
Nice, yes. Is there any restaurants that you like in the hood?
Blowfish sushi.
Blowfish sushi, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, nice. Yeah. Okay, so we know where to go for lunch, okay.
Yes, it's delicious.
Right. Okay.
Or.
Yes.
Funk Delicious.
Funk Delicious, yes. And that is the name of his band, folks, just in case if you're just tuning in right now. Yes.
One of them.
One of them, you betcha. Okay, so tell everyone where they could follow you.
You can follow me on my Facebook page, Mostly Marley. That's where I post all my shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then these other bands here.
Funk Delicious. Mm-hmm. Funk Delicious was a, you know, funk vibe. You know, we did a lot of old school funk, you know, from the 70s and you know, newer stuff. We did a lot of James Brown. did some Curtis Mayfield. I can't try to think of that kid that did that song, Space Cowboy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I can't think of it either. But
So when you
did the James Brown, did you do a wig and stuff?
Of course, you got to have a wig.
Oh, okay, the wig,
You can't get that hair without having a wig.
Right. And then did you do...
And I did the splits.
And you did the splits.
So
and,
that's why I retired him.
Yes, and then platform shoes too?
Oh, no, no.
No, no, no. Okay,
no,
you can't
no,
do that
no,
with the.
No,
oh, right.
no, no.
No, okay.
It was James Brown from the 60s.
60s? Okay,
when
so
he
they did...
was like all that.
All that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, you are all that, Mike. And thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Yes, yeah, so we're going to end with It's Your Thing on CJSF. Choose. I can't use.
celebrate Black History Month with CJSF. Join us Thursday, February 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. for the next installment of CJSF's Record Club. Bring along selections from your favorite Afro-Caribbean and Black artists to share with the CJSF crew. We will also be featuring new releases and picks from our library, curated by the music department. Free food and good sound provided. Come on by Thursday, February 29th at CJSF, room 1420 on the first floor of the Student Union Building, SFU Burnaby Campus. Jare oji, nobody wants my mom.